It's Wednesday, February 10th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The results of last night's New Hampshire primaries are in, and they are explosive indeed. Bernie Sanders, the socialist 74-year-old Vermont senator, came in with a gigantic win, 60% over Hillary Clinton's 39%. And Donald Trump, the frontrunner nationally, scored big with a 35% win over Governor John Kasich with 16% and Senator Ted Cruz with 11%. Bishop Marvin Sapp is one of several gospel singers who have used their influence to bring support to Flint, Michigan in the middle of their water crisis, according to the Christian Post. The water used for Flint has become a major health risk to thousands due to the high levels of lead discovered in the drinking supply. Pastor Marvin Sapp preached at the Church of the Harvest in Flint, calling people to action by making water donations. Gospel singer and pastor Donnie McClurkin has contributed 5,000 cases of clean water to Flint. Over 7,000 cases of water were donated as a result of a benefit concert put on by Bishop Drew Sheard. The World View spoke to Dr. Calvin Beisner about the water crisis.
The EPA and the Michigan water quality regulators failed to recognize the problem early enough, and when they did, there was some hiding of just what was happening. And so young people there were exposed to higher than regulated levels of some lead in the water, particularly because some of that water was actually stripping off the normal coating that occurs on old pipes, and leaving lead from those pipes able to filter into the water.
And remember the words of the Lord Jesus: it is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts 20:35. On Monday, NASA released new images of Mars. NASA's Curiosity rover captured a remarkable 360-degree video revealing more of God's glorious creation on the surface of Mars back on December 18, 2015. The World View spoke to Dr. Jason Lyle, Director of Research Astronomy, Apologetics, and Physics at the Institute for Creation Research, about the new Mars imagery.
I think whenever we receive images from space, from NASA footage or whatever, it reveals something about the majesty of God. God has created all sorts of worlds out there for our enjoyment, ultimately for his own pleasure, of course. And what a wonderful time we live in, where we can actually send probes to some of these places and see these wonderful vistas.
Christian employees have made accusations against NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas, censoring their religious speech, as well as prohibiting the use of the name Jesus, according to the Christian Post. That in spite of NASA's long history of respecting religious speech of their employees, according to the Liberty Institute senior counsel Jeremy Dice. After Washington florist Baronelle Stutzman refused to provide flowers for a homosexual ceremony because of her Christian faith, she was sued by the ACLU on behalf of the homosexual couple, as well as the Washington State Attorney General. Alliance Defending Freedom asked the state high court last year to take on the case after a lower state court ruled Stutzman must pay penalties and attorney's fees. The Alliance Defending Freedom also filed a brief with the Washington Supreme Court on Friday, responding to reasons given by the state and the ACLU for discrimination against Stutzman. 1 Timothy 1:8-9 says, "Now we know that the law is good, if one uses it lawfully, understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient, the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine." In contrast, the country of Georgia is considering a blasphemy bill that would punish insults to religion with substantial fines. However, the official Orthodox Church, as well as a number of politicians, do not support the bill. On Tuesday, James Clapper, Director of National Intelligence, warned the acts of terror carried out in Paris and California last year could lead to more plots in the United States and Europe, according to Fox News. Clapper testified before the Senate Intelligence and Armed Services Committees, stating that, quote, "the perceived success might motivate others to replicate opportunistic attacks with little or no warning, diminishing our ability to detect terrorist operational planning and readiness, unquote. A report by the United Nations Human Rights Council has revealed that the Syrian government is guilty of many war crimes against innocent civilians. According to the report, the government has committed the crimes against humanity of extermination, murder, rape, or other forms of sexual violence, torture, imprisonment, enforced disappearance, and other inhuman acts. The unborn may now be safer in Kentucky. Governor Matt Blevin signed a bill requiring women seeking an abortion to get direct medical consultation 24 hours before the abortion. For Kentucky, this is the first pro-life bill in 12 years signed into law. Keegan Wesley, a former drug addict and homosexual, has recently shared his story of conversion to Christ and becoming a pastor with CBN 700 Club Interactive. Keegan turned to a life of drugs and homosexuality after being taken advantage of during a birthday party in the fourth grade. Everything changed for Keegan when he gave his life to Christ as a result of a Christian concert. As a pastor now, he has shared his story worldwide. The Worldview spoke to Keegan about his life.
The Bible says that the goodness of God would lead us to repentance. And for me, I experienced the goodness of God and even God himself. And I saw that he was loving, he was caring, he was gentle. He was constant and consistent when nothing else in my life was. And so it was his love that drew me to repentance, wanting to simply just change my mind, change my life and lifestyle so that I could love him in return. I like to say it like this. I fell so in love with God that I fell out of love with my old lifestyle. And by falling in love with him, I just wanted to please him. And when I wanted to please him was when I found myself repenting.
But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, February 10th in the year of our Lord, 2016. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.